tucked away under a hallway of exposed construction scaffolding is a hidden gem of downtown Ann Arbor, the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. Stand-up comedy in some respects is more popular than ever. Netflix produces comedy specials practically weekly. There are more late-night talk shows than ever. And the popularity of podcasting has taken hundreds of comedians from relative obscurity to new heights. There has never been a better time to try comedy as a career. So this begs the question, where are the comedians coming from? Well, clubs like the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase are the answer. Comedy clubs serve as the epicenter of local comedy scenes and as breeding grounds for future talent. In order to build up talent, you first need people willing to be what's known as open micers. And for those who are uninitiated or don't know what an open micer is, someone is essentially an amateur or a relatively new comic. And hands down, the most fascinating thing about comedians is their story, because no two are alike.
I got dumped by my boyfriend, and he did improv, and I was very angry. I was like, anyone can do comedy, it's so easy, blah, blah, blah. So I auditioned for a bunch of improv groups on campus, didn't get into any of them, and then I was like, I can do acapella, auditioned for those, didn't get into any of them, and I was like, okay, what can I do that doesn't require an audition? And so stand-up was there. And then I realized I really enjoyed it, so then I kept doing it.
That was Ella Horwettle, a University of Michigan student and an Ann Arbor native, explaining why she decided to start comedy. Her journey into comedy is a unique one, slightly different than EMU student and comedian Jacob Barr.
Originally, I wanted to, like, act and stuff, but since I look weird, I wasn't gonna happen. I'd kind of be typecasted as the hand guy, and I started when I was, like, 17, so, like, the classic, I would do the set, and then I really kind of had to leave, you know, they don't really want a child there. But I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Ella and Jacob are two local stand-ups trying to make a name for themselves. And they see the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase as a way to add credibility in the local scene.
But you would have to you call and to try to get on the open mic list. And I would do that over and over. And eventually I got on probably January 2016, I think.
And it was so cool. It kind of looked like Second City, a little bit of a smaller Second City. And I was like, dang, I really want to perform here.
Performing at a club means something to a comic, beyond just credibility. There is a paying audience. It's not often an up-and-comer gets proper stage time at a club.
Because most comedy for people at my level is at bars where no one cares. So going to a place where people care was really humbling.
The Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase's influence is wide-reaching, in part because of how few comedy clubs there are in the area.
Or like in Michigan in general, it goes Dr. Grin's, Mark Ridley's, and The Showcase.
That was Tanner Oliver, a feature act and a well-regarded comic in the area.
If you're just asking me, best audience and most fun audience to perform for, Showcase hands down.
Tanner, as I mentioned, is a feature act, what is essentially the step in between opener and headliner. And he explains that The Showcase not only helped him earn respect from his peers, but helps give comics structure. You start as an open micer and have an opportunity to move up, but you do have to go through some rites of passage.
What sets The Showcase apart is that Roger will, if you're looking for work, he'll make you work for it. With Roger, it is basically, can I like you for a year? Don't run the light. Don't piss me off. Tip my bartender.
The name Tanner just mentioned was Roger, and as I conducted interviews with comics, his name kept popping up in conversation, so I decided to head to the club myself and sit down for a chat with the infamous Roger.
I'm one of the founders of the club back in 1984.
That was the voice of Roger Feeney, co-founder of Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase and their current talent booker. Roger and I sat in the green room, where the performers hang out before the show begins, on a Wednesday night as the club prepared to put on their open mic night. We discussed a lot as the waitstaff finished up their last second preparations for the show, and as anxious comics hurried by the room, I asked Roger about the showcase's history.
And we called it Main Street Comedy Showcase. That was the original name. And then we were there for, I don't know, 27, almost 30 years.
Roger has operated a comedy club in two separate centuries and four different decades. It's fair to say he's seen a lot. Here's what Roger had to say about selling live comedy in today's media landscape.
Well, you know, I think it works both ways because, first of all, the comics are getting exposure. So people are exposed to them and they go, hey, we saw that guy on Netflix. Let's go see him. And the other way, it kind of hurts because, yeah, there is a lot of overexposure. But we did go through that, I would say, through the 90s with, you had must-see TV, you know, where you had friends and all, and, you know, Thursday night, pretty much shot. Everybody's at home watching TV, right? And the advent of Comedy Central.
And while Roger is not a performer himself, he is aware of the reputation the club and its coveted open mic night has with comics all across the state.
But from what I hear and what, you know, like even secondhand stuff, that all the comics think that this is one of the best open mics in the state.
He worries less about how uncontrollable factors like the internet could affect ticket sales. It focuses more on giving loyal audience members good shows.
And the ones that I'll book and rebook here are ones that continuously write material. So they always got something new when they come back.
The view of the comedy club can be unclear when you're underneath the scaffolding. But the one thing that is very clear to anyone who's been here before, the people here care. From the bartenders to the audience members, this stage and its shows are treated with respect and thoughtful consideration. After my interview with Roger, I sat in the crowd for the open mic night, and I happened to see a familiar face, none other than Jacob Barr. As I watched him take the stage with a smile planted on his face, I realized that this establishment is more than a place. Whether there's construction outside, or if the showcase moved to a new venue, what makes the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase special is not the architecture, it's not a beautiful marquee. What makes this place special is a feeling. It's the memories that live inside the minds of the people. It's the applause and laughter etched into the walls. An unquantifiable spirit connecting audience members to comics, to box office workers, to the club owner. For many people, the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase is no laughing matter. If you're interested in purchasing tickets, go to aacomedy.com or visit their box office on 212 South 4th Ave. For WEMU, I'm Alejandro Rodriguez, signing off.